Cool. Okay. Welcome everyone. So sorry, I've got a French name, but I'm the real French. The Dutch, which is Victor Julien, has a health issue and was not able to come. So I'm going to replace him for this talk. I'm really sorry for that. We learned that Friday night, so we had to prepare the slides. So the slides are from Victor. I'm one of the most prolific Suricata developer after Victor. Worked on it since 2009. And the slides are from Victor, and I'm going to work through that with you. So Victor is the original creator and the current lead dev on Suricata. His daily life is to lead the dev team, being a sponsor for that by the OISF, the foundation that is behind Suricata. He's not coming from a computer science background. It's more a free software enthusiast that found some project, work on it, and create them. So his first software was a few years ago, 2002, Vuurmuur, an IP table, so firewalling management tool that he did start to do in C. I don't know what a strange idea. But at least he learned C, and that was useful for him in the future. It's still used. It makes some news. It's a good software. So then, after a while, he discovered Snort. We have a Snort 2 book, where he did start to work on a Snort inline that was a fork of Snort, the IDS, the original signature-based network IDS. And he did start to contribute to Snort inline. The life with the community was, not the community of Snort inline was okay, but the life of a community of Snort inline with SourceFire on Snort was kind of a problem. And a lot of IDEs were not accepted by SourceFire. I think mostly because of that, he did start to work on Victor IPS, what was later did became Suricata. So he did showcase that to Matt Youngman and Will Metcalf early 2008. And at a lunch, they were thinking about how they can build a complete IDS IPS based on the code that was just started. But at the time, the code of Snort was something like 350,000 lines of code. So by himself, without any funding, it would not work. But hopefully, they found somebody that we were discussing with, Philips Forass, from a research institute in the US. And they set up a meeting with Homeland Security, and then they got some funding. They did create the Open Information Security Foundation that did receive the funding, and that had just as an objective to develop an open source GPLv2 IDS. So the funding from DHS and from the Homeland helped them to start, but the Homeland did decide to remove money every year. So they had to find a sustainable way of getting the money for the foundation and getting that money for the development. And the way we have done it is via a consortium membership. And you have two main drivers for the consortium, or because they consider that Suricata is a common good that they want to protect, and they give money for that. For instance, it's the case of ANSSI, the French cybersecurity authority, is giving money every year for Suricata. And the other one are using, in fact, the fact that Suricata is GPL. So if you want to do your own business based on the modified Suricata, you need to contribute the modification, or you need to pay OISF, and then you can have access to a double license that you will be able to use in your proprietary product. So some of the consortium members are in this case. So as mentioned, Suricata is open source, it's GPLv2, it's developed with Git, the merge requests are on GitHub, but the management of sources is done in Redmine instance. And That's the most important thing. The discussion about the roadmap is really about the community. So it made publicly, there is some virtual session, and there is also some community brainstorm session before the event, the main event, which is Suricon, the annual user conference. Next year it's in Montreal. Previously it was in Madrid. So that's the way it is working. So there is a tremendous amount of new features that have been brought over the years to Suricata from the community. Yes, just come, it's a welcoming community. If you have some idea, just don't hesitate to propose. So, yeah, the initial idea was to do an IDS, and then things have got wild, become wild. We have, it was simple, we have an IDS. So if you want to do an IDS that do easy analysis of traffic, you need to understand the protocol. If you understand the protocol, the application layer, it means that if you understand it, you can log it. So you can do network security monitoring, you can log all the transactions. And if you can log all the transactions, because you need to have a flow engine to analyze the traffic, you can also log the net flow, like entry, so in JSON, so you can have accounting on networking flow. And because you see all the packets, you can also log the packet to the DIX, so you can do the full packet capture, or you can do, since Suricata 7, a conditional PCAP capture, where you are just going to capture the traffic under some condition. And because you understand the application layer well, in a lot of application layer there is file transfer, so you can store the file on disk and extract the file on demand. A new use case for Suricata that is being...